Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblut, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblut.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, we'd like to think you always get to win when you hear from Charles Rotblut and when you get information on solid methodology about picking stocks. And that's what Charles is all about. It's not just one methodology, because the folks at AAII, the American Association of Individual Investors, well, they use a wide range of investment tools. If you want to learn about them, go to AAII.com. And remember, it's the AAII Journal. Also, you can get information on Charles's book, which is Better Good Than Lucky. Now, Charles, of course, joins us twice every week. But the first one of those is to give us his buy of the week. Charles Rotblut, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
And I should remind folks, of course, that if they want to know what you're doing when you're not here, they should follow you on Twitter, at Charles Rotblut. Okay, Charles, our buy of the week is...
GE Connectivity.
There you go, GE Connectivity. That, of course, is... It's TE Connectivity, in case anybody heard me and thought I was saying GE Connectivity with this cold I've been fighting. That is ticker symbol TEL. Why is it the buy of the week?
Well, this is a company that was identified by one of our screens, the free cash flow screen, which basically looks for stocks trading at attractive multiples of free cash flow. The name actually is shortened from Tyco Electric when the big Tyco conglomerate was split up. This is one of the companies that was spun off of it. I picked it because, A, the company's reporting on Wednesday, but it has a recent history of topping estimates. During the last two quarters, it's topped estimates by 5 cents each. And we know it's fiscally sound because it was identified by the screen, free cash flow, which means the company had to consistently generate free cash flow. This is a stock. It trades around $50 and change, but it's consistently generated over the past few years free cash flow of about $2 per share, and that's after we factor in the dividend payments. So it's fundamentally sound. It manufactures about 500,000 products that connect and protect the flow of power and data. Biggest area of business comes from the automotive segment, about 39%, followed by telecom, both telecommunications and telecommunications equipment, about 20% of revenue. So it's got a pretty broad base in terms of its customer selection. It's, like I said, it's cash flow positive. It's raised its dividends for the past 3 years. And again, given its recent history of beating expectations, I think we could look towards Wednesday, possibly see another positive surprise. That said, anybody listening to this on Tuesday, I would hold off a day and see what the results are, because obviously if the quarterly results are a disaster, that would change my thesis on the stock.
So really, while it is the buy of the week, it is the buy of the week making an assumption here, and you really want to be ready to act pretty much as soon as the news comes out.
Yeah, I think it's a stock, and it's tough in this current environment to find stocks that are good companies trading at attractive valuations. We see a lot of good quality companies whose valuations have trended up because the market's up about 25% year-to-date on a total return basis. So we still see good companies. But the valuations, you kind of look at them and go, well, that's okay, but I'm not very excited about it. This is a stock that I think is a solid company that still has a reasonable valuation, and it seems to have things going in its favor in terms of the business cycle.
So if we get the right kind of news out, how good is this play? Since you have to be careful and you have to make sure that things turn the right way, what's the expectation that you're getting as you go in and take that risk?
Well, there's a couple of metrics here. As a rule, I don't look at free cash flow per share as a valuation metric. I focus a lot on free cash flow because at the end of the day, you can't pay for salaries, you can't invest in R&D, you can't pay for marketing with earnings. Earnings are an accounting figure. You want that free cash flow. But I don't use it as a valuation metric, but we can use that kind of as a gauge here. The stock trades at 18.4 times free cash flow versus its industry median of 22.4. So we see where this is valued less than its peers. And I should point out our free cash flow screen is up 67% year to date. So even though it may not be a popular valuation metric, some people do use it, and it has led to some outperformance. If we go with a more traditional valuation metric, which is the price to earnings, the stock's trading at 17.7 versus an electronics industry median of 19.8. So this company's trading at a lower valuation than your average or your median electronics component company. On an absolute basis, 17.7 isn't expensive, but it's not exactly cheap, but it does appear to be undervalued. So I think when you factor that in, plus you factor in a 2% dividend yield, I think over the next 6 to 12 months, a 15% total return's not out of the question.
If this winds up being a non-buy, if the news goes against the company so that, okay, it's the buy of the week only, as you've made very clear, under the right circumstances. If it's a non-buy, what does it have to do to get back on your radar screen?
Well, I think what it has to do is depend on how the business is going. And if they stumble one quarter, I would put it as a wait and see if was it one bad quarter or is business turning against them. And so that would be my big key, because I can't expect anything fundamentally happening with this company to make it a bad company. It really comes down to a question, is the stock trading at a lower than median valuation because some investors and some traders in the market foresee a slowing of business trends, may foresee this company stumbling because of economic issues. In that scenario, I'd want to see a sign that business is turning around. In this case, what I'm really looking for, given its recent earnings beats, for the company not just to match expectations, but really to continue beat them. And like I said, the last two quarters, we're looking at 5-cent surprises, so pretty good surprises. I wouldn't get worried if the surprise is 3 cents, but if they just match, that would be more of a concern.
So it's a value stock, and you pointed out, came through the value screen, the free cash flow screen, where what you're doing is you're really still buying on strength, and that's what you're looking for. If you see weakness, you're going to say, nope, I'll wait. And so that is TE Connectivity. TEL is the ticker symbol. It is the buy of the week. Now, Charles Roquefort is the guest of the week, and that means he's going to be back tomorrow to give us the sell of the week. Charles, look forward to it.
I do as well.
There is much more to go on the October the 29th edition of Money Life. So stick around. The big interview is next when Money Life continues.